In El Salvador, at least some people are worried, angry, and showing it on the streets. Last week, a long-term ban on a presidential second term was lifted by the country's top court, and Congress moved to force a third of the country's judges to retire. It's all a power grab by the country's president, said judges on the march.
We're worried that we won't have independent institutions, that we'll have a judicial system that's made to measure for the government, that gets orders via Twitter from the presidential palace.
This is President Nayib Bukele in another power move in February, marching soldiers into Congress to get a security bill passed. It also shocked some. This country spent the majority of the last century under military dictatorship. The president's response to the complaints has come on his favourite platform, Twitter. He's cleaning house, he says, rooting out corruption. And plenty of ordinary Salvadorans agree with him after years of political gridlock and institutional graft.
Things never got better for us, just for those on the top. Now the president's after them, and that's why they're angry, because he doesn't let them steal. That's the truth. He's a good president. He's a 10 out of 10.
Bukele's approval ratings are high. His handling of the COVID crisis and vaccination campaign has helped. He's also lowered the country's murder rate, even if he had to make a truce with the gangs to stop them killing. You can feel the difference in the streets of Las Palmas, a tough neighbourhood in the capital, says Julio César. He should know, he earns a living on these streets painting murals.
We're living calmly now, without problems. You can go and get a soda or a beer, wherever around here.
Before it wasn't like that then.
Before it wasn't like that. You wouldn't see a light in the street after 7 p.m. There's a lot of police here right now, and that didn't exist before.
But extortion's still rife, and it was obvious as we visited that the gangs were present, even if they're at peace. Still, there's no doubt a lot of the population thinks things are getting better. The question is, at what cost to democracy, and are they willing to pay that price? John Holman, Al Jazeera, El Salvador.